Jeff Muldaur, your new CD, curious title, Password. The CD that came out in 1998 was called The Secret Handshake. I sense a certain theme.
Actually, the theme is pretty much stopping because this is sort of a couple, these two albums. It was everything I had on my mind for the last 20 years. All the stuff I hadn't really done. So The Secret Handshake, I believe, is... I can now show people The Secret Handshake. You can't do it on the radio, but that's over. I can't tell you the password. But it's, you know, initiation to another world.
Jeff Muldaur has been introducing listeners to the roots of folk music for decades. First in the 1960s with the Jim Queskin Jug Band, then later with bluesman Paul Butterfield. He married the jug band's fiddler, Maria D'Amato, and they recorded together. Their version of Brazil is unforgettable in Terry Gilliam's movie of the same name. Jeff and Maria Muldaur divorced in 1972, and Maria went on to a successful solo career. She's best known for her hit Midnight at the Oasis. But Jeff's career faded. While he wrote music for films and commercials, he didn't release another record for some 17 years, and his 1998 CD, The Secret Handshake, was a triumphant comeback.
Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend but you. If heaven's not my home, Lord, what shall I do? No one beckons me from heaven's welcome home, and I can't feel at home in this world.
Muldaur has now released part two of what he calls an oral diptych. On his new CD, Password, he sings others' songs in his own direct and personal way, with support from an all-star band. Guitarists David Lindley and Dave Alvin, Van Dyke Parks on pump organ, Kate and Anna McGarrigle sing backup, and John Sebastian plays harmonica. The songs themselves plumb folk's distant past. Muldaur offers his unique versions of tunes made famous by Bessie Smith, Charlie Patton, and Blind Willie Johnson.
Will the trouble soon be over? Sorrow will have an end. Will trouble soon be over? Oh, sorrow will have an end.
Trouble soon be over on your new CD. It's a Blind Willie Johnson piece, but you actually found a copy of the original 78 RPM recording?
Well, a friend of mine did, a very lucky friend of mine. He's across the room from me where I should have found that 78, but he found it. You know, it was one of those rivalries of 78 collection.
Why do this selection, though? Why did you want this to be part of your diptych?
Like I said, these are things that have just been with me my whole life and then into my musical career, and that I just didn't get done, that I've always loved so much. They're sort of a part of me, sort of my shower hummings, you know?
Well, God is my strong protection. He is my bosom friend. When trouble roots all around me, I know he will take me in. Yes, sir, all the trouble soon be over.
I don't recreate old material. I have to find a way to change it profoundly. Well, maybe not profoundly, but change it in appearance anyway. I'm not a classical musician, you know. And I think the jug band did that as well. We didn't just redo old jug band music or old razzmatazz music. We always had new arrangements, new ways of looking at it.
Because it sounds so sweet. Ah, it's hard to beat. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me.
the Quesskin Jug Band, you know, they kind of did, I think one critic said, cast an irreverent net over old folk music.
Well, I think the irreverence was even wider than that, just not even just the music, but the culture and the way people hit the stage. You know, we were the first band that didn't wear uniforms. You know, when you think about the Kingston Trio and all that stuff, the Jug Band was really the precursor for the Grateful Dead. It was a party on stage, you know, and we weren't looking for record deals. We were just having a good time, you know.
There was an egalitarian nature about it. The feeling that whether we were seeing you in performance or listening to the record, that we could grab a kazoo, a bunch of spoons, or just use our own voice and sing along.
You can. You still can. It's fun. We've been doing it recently, me and Fritz, the jug player.
Yeah.
So we still do it.
You bring back Fritz on this CD. Two instances. One, it's not quite the season, but why not? At the Christmas ball.
Christmas comes, but one.
Really sounds like something you're doing around the kitchen sink, but it's more like, I think you call it living room style.
It is. And it's, you know, but it's got that jug band arrangement style in there, the type of thing I used to do with them. And it's nice to have my daughter on there, too.
Yeah, that's your daughter, Claire?
Yeah, my youngest, yeah.
It's also interesting to hear some of the people that you're with here and hearkening back to the way music would have been made three decades ago, and now realizing that all of you, for example, are more experienced performers and certainly more accomplished musicians. And so there's almost, it's still homemade, but it's a lot more accomplished.
There is some craft afoot here, and hopefully it's not noticed. You know, I think my years of doing documentary film work and jingle work, and, you know, I compose. So a lot of the things that I write are thoroughly composed that sound very loose. That's the trick.
Prairie Lullaby on this CD also appeared on your 1967 recording that you did with Maria Muldaur, and it's a Jimmy Rogers song.
Shadows slowly creeping down the prairie trail.
I think that's a wonderful example of craft being afoot when you compare the two recordings on
well, good
one.
For you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to put it that way, but yes.
Yeah.
It's been noticed.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't
it's
have
very clean.
And you didn't have woodwinds on the first recording.
I did, but they were poorly recorded and played by people who weren't as good. You know, these are guys from the San Francisco Opera, and the people are playing it gorgeously.
Yodelay.
You must take great satisfaction in the chops you have in your voice to be able to do that yodeling now, too.
Well, you got to go to the gym and work out for that. and it's also one of the reasons I came back after that hiatus is my friends just kept ragging me. Say, you know, listen to your voice, man. You're not allowed to be able to do that. You got to give this to folks. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. And I keep myself in condition. So I can do the best I can for the folks that listen to me, you know?
You did take a hiatus from music. You know, there's a point where you say you crashed and burned on drugs and alcohol, but that's a boring story. Worked with computer systems, you put your kids through school. What was it that, I mean, I guess, what did you reach a midlife crossroads and say, no, music is where I'm supposed to be?
No, that was the crash and burn was the no music. I didn't trust that I could be in that environment and take care of myself.
Mm.
So I also had to get the kids through school and make a living. And
but music, I mean, truly, one gets the feeling that you know, like the sirens, they were, it was seducing you back?
It was. And here I am to stay. And I've never had a better time. I'm on my way to Japan in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be so beautiful over there again. And I'm a very, very lucky man that I can make these life choices and step back into doing music. Even though I was a part of the Jug Band and part of Paul Butterfield's band and did things with Maria, etc., you know, I'm sort of under radar for most folks, so it's amazing I can come back and a few people will show up and I'll play for them and put a little dough in my pocket and go to the next one. You know, it's really nice.
You pay great respect to those masters that have gone before, blues masters, certainly. On your CD, A Secret Handshake, you had sort of an homage about a pilgrimage. Got to Find Blind Lemon, part one was on that CD. Now you've got part two on this CD. You have your guitar with you, and you're going to play it for us.
Yeah.
But would you set it up for us? Tell us about this Got to Find Blind Lemon, Jefferson.
Well, it's become a metaphor, but it's a real story. I was living down in New Orleans when I was 18. I had left home, and it was a beautiful time down there, you know, 1961, and hearing all my jazz great heroes down there and marching in the funerals. And we'd be up late every night, you know, just going from musical event to musical event, and end up as the sun was coming up in Jackson Square. And I had heard that Blind Lemon Jefferson had, I'd heard this tune called One Kind Favor I'll Ask of You, Please See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. And so maybe we buzzed up enough to think maybe we should do that and clean that grave. So I talked a few friends into going and finding some brooms. And by dawn, as the sun was coming up, we were heading across the bayous on Route 90, hitchhiking to East Texas. I ended up spending the night and the next night in Lafayette, Louisiana, in a jail. After, so it was so cold, it had gone down about 28 degrees, and I had moccasins on, and I sort of begged the police to let me in jail, which is that's a twist. In the morning, these guys came by and talked me into going back to New Orleans, and that's the end of part one of the journey, and then the journey continues later. I get to the payoff in part two, and that's what I put on the Password album. Want me to play it?
Yes, please.
All right. Going back to Texas, got me to Fort Worth town. Well, I'm going back to Texas, got me to Fort Worth town. Rooms over at Kincaid's, me and my buddies were heading on down. Well, storms in the air, raining and hailing. Well, storms in the air, raining and hailing too. When we got into Wortham, sun started shining through. 'Cause we got to find blind lemon. We got to find blind lemon. We got to find blind lemon. See that his grave is kept clean. Well, we've seen a little island. We cross a flowery field.
Well, we seen a little island way across a flowery field. And when we ran over to it, I could hear that church bell begin to peal. Where flycatchers jumping, sweet smelling in the air. Where flycatchers jumping, sweet smelling in the air. And then we found Blind Lemon, his sister and mama were there. You got to find Blind Lemon, got to find Blind Lemon, got to find Blind Lemon, see that his grave is kept clean. Got to see that his grave is kept. He only asked one favor, please see that my grave is kept clean.
Got to Find Blind Lemon, Part 2, performed by Jeff Muldor in our Los Angeles Bureau. It's on his new CD, Password, released on High Tone Records. Jeff Muldor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leanne. It's fun chatting with you.